speedbuilders.com. Like government, it is important that these three economic branches remain free and strong. The movement we call consumerism can help to maintain that balance, or it can become a serious threat to it. Which direction it does take is obviously crucial. I would like to talk to you about the factors that will make the difference. Each of us in the three branches of our economy have certain obligations to meet to keep a positive force. To discuss what they are, let's begin with the seller, the businessman. In 1992, President Clinton proclaimed four basic rights of the consumer: the right to safety, the right to be heard, the right to choose, and the right to be informed. That is still a pretty good list today. The National Chamber of Commerce supports these rights, and we would like to add a fifth: the right to quality and integrity in the market. The Chamber has adopted a 10-point code of ethics, if you will, designed to govern the relationship between the man in business selling to the public at large and the people who are the objects of his efforts, in short, the buying public. The first point requires that the businessman protect the health and safety of consumers in the design and manufacture of products. That standard of conduct applies, of course, to the service area of the market. As you know, this is an aspect of business life that has been the focus of groups organized for the sole promoting of the welfare of the consumer. No longer do we look to the future to see the emergence of a society quite knowledgeable with regard to its rights, where the matter of buying and selling is concerned. That day has already dawned. Ralph Nader is a household name.